Lord, you have said so many things to us in the past 2 days. And beloved, the whole thing is, it's now up to us to make this work. God has given us the word, He's given us the plan, and He is expecting us to make it work. I really believe that each one of us has got a scroll inside, and this scroll is about your calling, your gifting, your role to play. And the Lord spoke to me on this. He spoke to me, funny thing, on fasting. And one thing that we've got to realize, that we can so easily get neutralized, get parked, and not becoming what you're supposed to be. And we need each other more than you realize. All of us. So I said, Lord, what are you really talking about? He says, why are you not operating at full strength? What is hindering you? What have you allowed to cancel your calling? I think these are the answers that we've got to give to the questions. If we look at Jesus Christ, at one specific point, He went down to the Jordan and heavens opened. As though heaven is open here as well. Heavens opened. And Jesus got not only baptized, heavens opened, Father God spoke, and Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. Now, at once, Holy Spirit was in control of the life of Jesus Christ at that specific point. And directly, Holy Spirit took Jesus Christ into the wilderness. It's translated as wilderness. In the original Greek, it is the place of the devil. Now, what happens there? Jesus had to go in the power of Holy Spirit to once and for all sort the devil out in his life. He had to sort him out. You come to me and you realize that the devil comes with the same thing all over again. Why? Because you haven't sorted the devil out of your life. Why is it always that he brings back the same thing that hinders you? Why is he bringing back the same thing that is keeping you away from total freedom, total authority? The only reason is because you haven't sorted the devil out of your life. There's a stage that you've got to go and square it up with Satan. Sort him out once and for all for the rest of your life. And it will mean that if he comes again, he, Satan, will come to you in respect. He will know who you are. And he will know that you are in the Spirit, and he will know that this one knows the truth, and the truth has set him free. All of us, everyone. We know that people nowadays are praying, but they are doing things the wrong way. That is why Satan is no longer dated by your prayer. You stay exactly in the same spot. You've got to know in here is invested everything. And once you have sorted the devil out, only then is fivefold ministry a reality in your life. Only then you have got something to give to people. You come to me and say, Gerry, help me, I've got the spirit of fear. Spirit of fear? The only one that can set you free is Jesus Christ. Not a person. He can set you free. But you stay free for a while, then all of a sudden, he's back again. And the Lord said, Lord, what are we talking about? He says, Jesus had to go and spend in the desert 40 days and 40 nights fasting. Lord, what are you saying? I'm talking about 3 days and three nights. All of you. You spend 3 days and three nights fasting so that he can put your calling into your life. So that you get out of the wilderness and you've sorted the devil out. Otherwise you will be battling for the rest of your life, going up and down and up and down. At the end you've got no assurance that Holy Spirit is working. That's the only message I have now. There a lot have been said and a lot have been done. The whole thing is, what now? What happened to Jesus Christ? He was taken into the wilderness in the power of Holy Spirit. The Bible says he was led to the wilderness by Holy Spirit. But he came out of the wilderness in the power of Holy Spirit. He was now in power. You are no longer going to be led because you in the Spirit, you are not being led by Holy Spirit. You are supposed to walk in the power of Holy Spirit. That's complete gifting. That's fivefold ministry. That's ministering to people. Only that. You go 3 days, three nights when he tells you when. And what you go through those 3 days and three nights has got nothing to do, not even your wife. Because Holy Spirit wants finally to come in, give you the power to sort the devil out. Beloved, the whole world are full of churches that haven't sorted the devil out. This is why it's a mess. Who is going to change it? You and I. Wait now. So that's my message. How are we going to do that? It's between you. Christ went to the desert alone. Who took him there? Holy Spirit. Who's going to equip you? Reveal to you your scroll. Reveal to you your anointing. Holy Spirit. But you've got to allow him. As easy as that. we are experiencing a thing that I call corporate anointing. That there's so much of the presence of Holy Spirit that things start happening. A while ago, a young girl, she was 19, came from Pretoria with a car in a wheelchair. They came into the church the Sunday morning. Said, "What's wrong with you?" "Oh, I've got some horrible neurological disease. I'm 90 years old, sir, and I will never walk again." They said to Pretoria, "I must come here for prayer." "Sure, right. I just wait in the wheelchair. Let us just start worship." At the end of worship, when I opened my eyes, she came walking down that aisle. Thank you, God. Said, "Go, what happened to you?" He said, "When you prayed, God said, take it. I took my hell and I walked down the aisle." They put the wheelchair in the back of the car. They went back to Pretoria. That's where we are all supposed to go. Let us end there. I just want you to stand, come, please. All the pastors, all the people that are working as in a ministry, I just want you to stand up. Some type of ministry thing. You need not be a pastor, you can just be an elder, you can just be somebody in church. What happened to us in the past years? We were criticized. We were mocked. They said bad things about us. But what does God say? I love you. Pray for them. Receive.
Lord Jesus, what do we pray for men? Mighty warriors, generals in the kingdom of light. Lord, thank you that they are baptized with your fire. Thank you, Lord, that they are bringing the glory of heaven down to earth. That they will declare, as it is in heaven, so it will be here on earth. Lord, thank you that we can bless them. Lord, baptize them in your love. Let them, Lord, fall in love with you all over again. Send your worship angels. Lord, send your worship angels for a song of love so that they can dance with you. Dance in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the sword in their mouth. Thank you, Lord, that they will go and they will destroy the power of hell, the power of darkness. Heaven will prevail. You are King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, but most of all, you are the lover of our souls. Thank you for today. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for your love. Please, Lord, open our eyes, our hearts, our feelings, everything, so that we want to be that one that makes the difference in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.